One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel, broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
To go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Mo Borsette. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me and Tina Burnett. What a lineup. Tina Burnett Allen.
My husband always goes, why does she still call you Tina Burnett?
I'm like, Tina Burnett.
And Brosette.
Whatever. Tina Burnett Allen.
Oh, did you say your name wrong?
Oh my gosh.
Burnett Allen and Brosette.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, and you guys have worked together before. You used to be on George DeGianni's.
That's right.
Was it George DeGianni? What is his new name? George?
DiGianni.
Which is his original Italian name.
Right, yeah, I knew you were going to bring up the Italian piece.
Yeah, of course I am.
Of course.
Okay.
How could she resist?
I thought about something last night. We're actually going to turn it into an Instagram post, but you know the four agreements. Always do your best. Mm-hmm. Never take things personal. Mm-hmm. Be impeccable with your word.
That's a good one.
And what's the fourth one?
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions. So this is the Italian four agreements. Oh. Forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
There you go.
I like that.
I just made that up last night.
That was a good one.
So a really good friend of mine who lives in Austin, she worked with me for years, and she's a PhD now. Anyway, she met the love of her life, and guess what? He's half Italian.
Well, what do you know?
So now she's all, they dressed up
as. You can't beat them, join them.
They dressed up as the Sopranos for Halloween, you know, and she was typing, forget about it and stuff. And I said, yeah, you know, there's two kinds of people in this world. There's those that are Italian.
Yeah.
And those that wish they were.
So they just marry an Italian.
There you go. You marry an Italian. And then
you can be half Italian.
I've got the best of both worlds. I'm half Irish and half Italian, so I love to have a good time.
In your DNA.
It's in my DNA, but we've got some incredible content here for you today. Rosalie Robinson is going to talk about how bias leads to faulty hiring. She's a vice president of human resources for Motorsport After Group, and she is our in-house human resources expert. And Tina Burnett, who just finished training me just a little while ago and did an amazing job. And I was trying to scoot out early, and she wouldn't let me.
Well, you got another round.
I'm like, damn
she's
it,
taking
Jim.
Her shoes off. And said, we're not done yet.
Well, not because.
I still had like 6 minutes with her, and I'm like, we're not leaving yet.
I was going to say, no, okay, I thought you said I was only with her for 6 minutes.
No.
I'm like, that's a lie.
I looked at my clock and I said, I still got you for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You're not done yet.
And that's why I have Tina as my trainer, because she's amazing, and she gently pushes me. But it wasn't because I was being lazy. It's because there was a meeting going on here that I should have been at and I wanted to be at, but we just recorded it, so I'll listen to it later.
Okay, perfect. So, can't miss your workout.
Because I needed my workout.
You missed it on Monday, so
I know.
I wasn't going to let you out of this one.
So we're going to talk with you about what to do when you're not losing weight. And Tina Burnett is one of the best trainers in the whole United States of America, and I love having her on the show. And, of course, Mo Borsette. Mo Borsette, you're so awesome. You really are. You've been such a nice addition to One Life Radio. You're going to be talking about incorporating daily movement and timed breaks for increased productivity. And Mo, if this is your first time, not you, but the listeners joining us, he's been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Okay. Anything you guys want to talk about before I get started?
Hmm.
Come on. One thing. What do you want? Let's talk about Halloween. Are you going to dress up?
Yes, I have kept my mother did, and now I have my cheerleading uniforms from eighth grade and from JV at Highland Park High School, and so they're in the garage in a box somewhere. I've just got to find them. And I was joking, and someone said, "Well, what about your drill?" Because I was on drill team after I was a cheerleader.
Yeah,
and I was a lieutenant, and I kept my white, lieutenant outfit. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant, what did I say? Lieutenant.
It's okay.
I don't know what I just said.
It happens.
And my client this morning said, "What about once you wear that?" And I said, "There's no way that thing's zipping up past my boobs." Because I didn't have boobs in high school, and now I do.
Yeah. So did you try it on?
Good plastic surgeon. No, I'm not going to. I could get it over my butt, I'm pretty sure. But I was like 98 pounds in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm like 115 now, so.
No.
But muscle. I got a lot of muscle. I don't know how much I weigh.
I never weigh myself.
But I know I can fit the drill. I know I can fit the cheerleader costume.
Well, I know I can fit into. I was thinking about wearing. Maybe I'll wear my old slutty cocktail costume that I used to have from Acapulco Bar when I first moved to Dallas.
You gotta get more creative than that.
Oh no! What's more creative? Well, do tell.
I mean, that's kind of the go-to, right? It's the
slutty
waitress.
It's still got my
waitress.
Name tag on it.
Of course it does.
Yes,
but that doesn't.
It does.
It still has your name.
It does. It has my name tag on it.
Did anybody used to work at Hooters here? That would be a good one.
Actually, I dressed up as a Hooters girl once.
You did?
Yeah,
you?
We did that when I was at Premier Club here in Dallas.
Oh, you did?
Me and all the trainers. And me and my buddy went down to the Hooters in downtown Dallas that night.
In the Hooters outfit?
In the Hooters outfits. And every time I had gone to this Hooters, it was, there were a few people there, but it wasn't crowded. But I'd never been there on a Friday night. Until this time. And we walk in, and the place is slammed, and literally everybody in the restaurant stops and looks at us.
Did you have fake boobs?
I have huge fake boobs.
Oh, I would
balloons.
Love to see a picture.
And so I'll see if I can find
did
one.
Did you
for
free
you.
The nipple that night?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, the thing of the balloon.
I saw the
balloon,
free the nipple.
Yeah,
people.
The thing of the balloon, that was, yeah, that was that. But we started waiting tables. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Jump on, Aviana. Barrientos.
All right. No, we were laughing the other day because those two models. There's two models who are banned for life from baseball games, from MLB baseball games, because during the seventh inning of Game 5 of the World Series, they flashed the television and distracted
and
the pitcher.
And they're banned?
Yeah, they're banned.
Through the nipples. When I was in Boulder, they had these festivals, and they had a whole group of guys and girls that were free the nipples, and they were walking through the festival by Boulder Creek, the Boulder Creek Festival,
mm-hmm.
and they were no tops or nothing, and they had their bodies all painted.
Yeah, so,
and they were
so,
all smoking weed, and having a good time.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
It was Colorado,
and so I have to ask you, Mo, since you're looking at me like, what is she going to ask me? You're the only guy here,
right?
So why is it okay for you to take off your shirt and me look at your nipples, but not okay for me to like take my shirt off and expose my nipples?
Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Let's use Tina.
No, it's
what about Tina's nipples?
What about my nipples?
I found out something interesting about this. It's not illegal unless someone is offended by it.
That's okay. True.
Yes.
How do you judge? It's so skewed.
And
you know it was another woman. Or women that were offended by it, not men. Men probably got, yoo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, you should see the photos, the reaction photos. Oh, they're priceless. These guys, they're
you're
so excited.
Right.
And all the women next to them are going
all mad because
all mad and pouting, like,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe she would
boobs.
Do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's some women that can't show their boobs because they're not.
I'll do it again.
There you go. Here we go.
Here's all the bitches in the world. Should I say
free
jealous?
Free the nipples.
Free the nipples.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, that's sound healing. That's one of the things that I wanted to talk about because, Rosalie, you were at the experience at my house.
Amazing.
On Saturday
Absolutely
night. And you had an amazing, was it life-changing for you like it was for me?
It was fabulous. It was the most freeing thing that I have done in a long time.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what was one thing that he did that was so cool? Like,
okay.
Can you talk about it, or is it?
Sure, we can talk about it.
I'm just curious.
No.
What was one of the things they did that helped?
One of his biggest things with his experience is that he translate or whatever musically he does to switch every song to 432 hertz.
Yeah.
Which is the frequency of love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's when I started to transcend too. And I literally did not want to come out of the experience. Anytime somebody would try to talk to me, I would go like that. Just leave me alone. I did not want to come out of it.
And he's a Wim Hof instructor. So that Wim Hof, the guy who...
Wim Hof.
I have no idea what that is. Like the Wim Hof. Is that somebody's name?
Wim Hof, yeah, that's his name. He's known as the Iceman. He's climbed Everest in a t-shirt. He gets people into a sympathetic nervous system state by having this specific type of breathing.
Oh, wow.
And then will submerge you into ice cold water. So it's building up this tolerance and resistance to things with breath as the anchor.
You know what? Next time we're going to do the ice thing. Yeah. I'm going to make sure we have a place to dunk ourselves in the ice
water.
Yeah,
we do that with our athletes. Here? We do that with ATF. Yeah. We have a pool workout. And then when they're done with the warm pool, we stick them in an ice bath. And we make them do that for a minute, but focused on the breath.
And then we'll make them walk over fire.
Yes. No. Pass. Hey, Tony Robbins. No.
What do you think about that? I'm just curious.
Walking over fire?
Yeah. Is it like... I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't even think I've ever watched a video of it.
You mean walking on coals?
Or walking on coals.
I mean, I've seen it, yes, and I've been studying a whole lot of quantum physics here lately, so I know it can happen, and you can do it if you perceive it and believe it, but it's up to the individual. That's why people get burned, and it'll be really hard for a lot of people to understand that and really accept it, but that's...
I'd be one of those that got burned.
Yeah.
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 So it's a mind over matter, and you actually can really do it if you believe enough.
Right.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think it takes a certain personality. Nevaeh
is shaking her head yes, too, so clearly she knows something about it as well.
It takes a certain person, character, and personality, because I'm a person that I just can't meditate. I mean, I've tried to meditate, and I just can't stop my brain.
Sensory deprivation, flotation therapy. That's how I got in that business. I did it one time. I was like, this is amazing. And anyone out there that has not tried sensory deprivation, you need to do it if you are like Tina and you say, I just can't meditate, because I was the same way.
It's incredible.
Yeah, well, I've done it. I did it twice. By the second time, it kind of started working. First time, I was laying there trying to, like...
It'll take a while.
It takes a while.
It takes a while, a few times, like months.
Chill. Yeah.
Certain people. I went into the zone the first time, but I was really ready for it. But we've got a fantastic show coming up today. All kinds of content here that you're not going to want to miss. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. It's a felony, love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is Olivia Newton-John, right? No, who is this?
Yes,
is that
it
who
is.
This? Yeah,
I can't listen right now. I've got a leotard on in my head. I'm doing step aerobics
with leg warmers.
Yes.
Oh my
god. Warmers and a headband.
Yeah, she was like the sexiest woman in America
for
a while.
That's what I should
dress up
for Halloween.
There you go.
That's what I should do.
Yeah, you kind of look like her. Curl your hair. Yeah, do it. Do it, Tina.
I have a blonde wig that I could wear, even though I have blonde hair. But it's like
blonde hair.
It's longer hair.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's actually a really good idea.
It's gonna be colder than a bejesus for Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up, upstate New York. We always wore a coat. You could never see our costume. You know, and what about all this entitledness with costumes? We used to have one box with a bunch of leftover costumes, and we picked whatever one. We just pick one. It wasn't a big ordeal.
Yeah,
like, what's up with everybody and their egos? Everybody's got to be someone, right?
Well, everybody tries to out-costume the other person. Everybody tries. Everybody wants
the
best costume.
Today.
Get it.
I'm a little itchy bay today.
Itchy bay.
Yeah, you know what that means, right?
No.
Itchy bay?
It's pig Latin.
That's pig Latin for... Little itchy bay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Tina Allen.
Tina.
Let's talk.
Mike will be proud.
Well, we've got a whole studio here. We've got Mo Brosset in studio, Rosaline Robinson, and Tina Burnett. Tina Burnett has a bachelor's degree of kinesiology, and she is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. She is certified in biomechanics, and she is part of the Aerobic and Fitness Association of America. Tina has been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training. What do you... doing that for? Yes. I'm giving it's your bio. I didn't write it. You want me to shut up?
I know. No, I don't. I'm kidding. I just want to see if you'd notice. It's like, wow.
Yeah, bios are very long sometimes.
Yeah.
But see, I don't write them. So
I wrote it, and I think it got edited.
Let me just say this about Tina. She's okay. My personal trainer. I love this woman inside and out. She's amazing, and no one has ever made me look like Tina does naked. Tina, thank you very much.
and she's been naked.
She's been named the top female personal trainer in DFW by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame, and she just moved back to Dallas to rebuild her fitness training business. You can contact her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. That's tbfitnesspro@gmail.com, and on Instagram at tbfitnesspro. And so I have to ask you, so it's Tina Allen, so why isn't it TA?
Well,
pro.
Because do I really have to get into it? So before I married Alan, Mr. Allen, I was
Mike, you know,
had my own business, Tina Burnett Fitness Pro, and I didn't want to change that because I already had that out there.
So. I got you.
So that's why you say Tina Burnett Allen.
It's like Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian West, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah. See, kind of.
Right. Well, let's talk
anyway,
about this.
Anywho.
Okay, so because people, you know, they don't know what to do when they're not losing weight. So let's talk about this. What if someone is exercising regularly and still not losing weight? What could they be doing wrong?
Well, the first thing I look at with somebody's exercise routine is, you know, are they doing the same thing over and over? Are they not changing up their workouts? Are they, because a lot of people get into their routine, quote unquote, and then they kind of stick, they like it, it's easy, and they kind of get into their comfort zone with it. The problem is when you get into your comfort zone, your body stops changing.
Yeah.
So you always have to be changing intensity of your workout. You know, I used to say duration, but really it's more now because, you know, I'm a big promoter of high intensity, short duration.
Oh, yeah.
Not every single day. You don't have to work out high intensity, but you need to at least 3 days a week, in
my
opinion. And if you're
even
not.
Even if it's just little spurts, right?
Like, yeah. And you don't need to work. A lot of people will think, well, I don't have an hour to work out, so I'm just not going to work out. No, you could work out for 15 minutes and get results if you're working at a higher level of intensity. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is if you're just running a lot or you're cycling a lot and you're not getting in the workouts in the gym with the weights or even at home like you and I do with the weights, weight training is just crucial. I mean, you really, really need to get the weight training in. And if you can't afford a trainer, you can't really afford a gym, there's plenty of videos out there on YouTube and things you can do at home and just get some dumbbells and maybe a medicine ball and, do a workout. But there's got to be that higher intensity where you're really getting out of breath and your muscles are burning and you're working to failure.
Yeah. But you can't out-exercise a bad diet, right?
That's true.
So let's talk about diet.
So diet is, that's the tough one. But first of all, drinking water is huge. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much water they really need. And you'll hear over and over, everybody else always hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And truly, your body's almost about 60% water. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times your energy's low because you're dehydrated. A lot of times you think you're hungry, but you're actually dehydrated. So key thing first is just drinking water. I mean, I know people that try to drink a gallon of water a day. For a lot of people, that's just not feasible, but it's really good for you if you do because it helps flush out toxins and it really helps you. It can help you lose weight.
Do you really need that much water, though?
If you're working out hard and sweating really a lot, yeah. But if you're not, then no, maybe.
People waste water. It annoys me. It annoys me when people waste water.
Well, you're thinking about people that drink out of plastic bottles.
Yeah, they drink out
of
plastic bottles, which that's bad enough. And then, they'll waste a half a bottle of water. You could pour it on a tree, a plant, whatever.
Yeah.
Be sure to recycle your bottle. All those things will help the planet. And it'll help you, too. Finish the water.
Yeah.
And when you're in a restaurant, don't ask for water if you're not going to drink it. We need that water. That's like liquid gold for the future.
Okay, and the other thing, and still kind of on the food topic, is... don't restrict your calories too much. And when you go on these people that go on crash diets where they're really being restrictive, it's just going to set you up for failure. You know, everybody's body's different. What works for one person doesn't work for another, whether it's paleo or keto or vegan or whatever it is, finding what works for your body, prioritizing, in my opinion, and through studies show that protein and fat are key for breakfast. If you're going to do a breakfast, make sure it's not a bowl of cereal. I mean, clearly we know now that that's not That's not the Breakfast of Champions.
No, it isn't. So somebody texted me yesterday, and I want to ask your opinion. Hey, girl, how are you? I wanted to ask you, since you know a lot about nutrition, what do you think about a detox diet that Natalia is doing? Not sure if you know what I'm talking about. And so I said, hey, you know, whatever. I said, return the, you know, the text. I don't want to identify anybody. But anyway, it says, yes, she's posting on Facebook some 21-day detox, juicing only, chicken broth and water. I was wondering what if you recommend that. I'm going to ask both of you, Tina, you and Mo. What do you say to that?
No.
Well, no, yeah.
I mean, look, the problem is you're not learning anything, and you're not being taught what to do afterwards. Yes, right. You're cleansing the body. Yes, you're letting your gut and your immune system, but your digestive system rest from digesting food, but you're not learning how to eat thereafter. And that's why those things fail. And I've got a real problem with doing juice cleanses and fast because you're just loading your body with sugar.
Yeah.
Right? Like we should be taking in, like a man is full-grown man at around 30, 35 grams of sugar per day. Ladies around 25, 30. Mm-hmm. And those juice cleanses in a day, you're getting up to 100 grams of sugar.
And people think it's a weight loss plan, and it's really not. I mean,
because as you go back to your regular self, you're going to gain it right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's plenty of detox programs out there where you actually eat food. I mean, you know, like George DiGiani's 21 Day. That's the only one I've ever done. I've done it like 4 times, and it's the best. You have shake, you get to eat food. And you're taking certain supplements, but you know, and that teaches you how to eat because you're eating, you're eating good sources of protein and lots of veggies, and it actually that's why it takes 21 days to create a habit, basically. So if you're eating like that for 21 days, once you stop the detox, you've learned how to eat, and you'll tend to eat that way moving forward.
Well, yeah,
that's kind of the idea.
You have to change something in your life that's not right. For me, it was not drinking during. I'm not drinking any red wine during the week anymore at all. I've already dropped like three. I don't weigh myself, but I'm gonna guess 3 to 5 pounds, which is what I was gonna ask you. So, should you weigh yourself, and if so, how often?
I think I think the most once a week because so many people are so zero focused in on the scale, and it can be very disruptive to your vision of your goals because you can change your weight can vary so much with water, and that's the biggest thing is you might get on the scale and have gained 3 pounds. Here you're trying to diet, you know, quote unquote, and then you're gaining weight. Well, a lot of times it's water, and the scale doesn't tell you what your body composition is. You don't know if you do lose weight in the first week of cutting back, a lot of times, most of the time, it's just water. You know, because you lose water before you start losing fat. So that's a big one. And the other thing, too, is, you know, I've become a fan of it. And Mo, give me your advice. But I really think the intermittent fasting, like once a week at least, the 16-hour fast. I've kind of been doing that randomly. And it's made a difference in how I feel. And my body fat, I think, has dropped a little bit from doing that. So I think that's something people should try.
Yeah, I think discipline is always good because it carries over to other areas in your life, too. If you're disciplined enough to do that, you're going to be disciplined to, you know, do a lot of other things.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to break.
Okay.
And you and Mo are going to continue on. After Rosalie Robinson, we're going to be talking about incorporating daily movement and timed breaks for increased productivity. Rosalie Robinson coming up next. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. To be humble, to be kind, it is a giving of peace in your mind. To be humble, to be kind. That's a good concept, don't you think, Tina Burnett? Allen? Tina Allen?
I didn't hear what you said.
First to Tina.
What? I was thinking about something else. Sorry.
To be humble, to be kind.
To be humble, to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are one.
Humility is strength.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for saying that.
I'm
so serious. It is.
If anybody that doesn't believe that
I get it. I've just had a lot of taste of ego in the last couple of weeks, and I'm just, like, really fed up with it. Like, really, really fed up with it. But it's just such a turn-off to me.
I heard about it.
Yeah, during my training session, I bitched about it for, like, almost the whole hour. But anyway, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. They have been with us for a very long time. They have a new Keto Clean plant-based product that's amazing, and their CBD oil also is amazing. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And Enviromedica, would you like to give your what you said earlier, your testimony?
Yeah, yes.
Of I convinced her to try TerraFlora.
I use Enviromedica, and it works so great for me.
No, no, so you had the, what is it?
I had some IBS going on with my gut for a while, and I have gotten on a few supplements that, I started taking the L-glutamine that was yours, and Jill said that will help, and Jill Lane gave me some things to do, and it just wasn't. And she gave me some other things to buy, but instead of buying them, I started doing the
TerraFlora.
TerraFlora, because you recommended it. And I thought, well, I'm just going to try this first before I buy all that other stuff from Thorne. And sure enough, within it's taken a week and a half or two, maybe, but it's like I'm back to normal. And I really think that's what it was. Yeah. I think it was because that's the only thing I did different.
Yep.
After doing the L-glutamine, and I was doing olive leaf extract, and I was doing
It's an amazing product. It really is. And it's a prebiotic, symbiotic, and probiotic. I encourage you to check it out. Go to Enviromedica.com. And, you know, great companies like No Evil Foods, they are award-winning. They're making meat from nothing but plants, and they're one of the very few plant-based meats that I feed my family. They use simple organic ingredients that you can read and find in your own kitchen. You can get it at Target if you can catch it because it's sold out. It's so popular. It's completely sold out twice since I've in the last 2 weeks. But they have the Comrade Cluck, No Chicken, and the El Zapatista. Is that how you say it?
You got it.
All right. Chorizo. And then the Italian Stallion Sausage and the Pit Boss Pulled Pork Barbecue to experience the bold and versatile flavors of No Evil Foods. And you can also learn more at noevilfoods.com. And they've got a jerky coming out as well, I believe, in January. So
a jerky? Great,
like a, you know,
a beef
like
jerky?
Like a vegan beef jerky.
Plant jerky.
Like a plant
jerky.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we've got Paleo Magazine, Veg World, the Wellbeing Journal, and our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/Thorne for 20% off and free shipping. And Crazy Water. I'm forgetting Crazy Water. Mm. Call me crazy.
The craziest of waters.
No, yeah, it is. Well, you know what? People don't understand that you need all those minerals for your brain to work well. And that includes lithium. And they're a trace. It comes right out of the earth. It's from Mother Nature. Crazy Water. And it's local. So try it out. And if you're listening in California, you can have it shipped on Amazon because I ship it to my brother.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it. They don't
in
have
Houston.
It in Colorado.
Yeah,
they don't. Colorado. Yep. Nobody even heard of it. And I'm like, oh.
Well,
what?
it's great water, and we're fortunate to have it right here from Mineral Wells, Texas.
I'm impressed with your ability to get all of that out so quickly and so smoothly.
Thank you.
I just have to commend you on that.
Well, I don't represent any product I don't believe in and use myself, so it's easy for me.
I would have gotten tongue-tied with all that information.
Well, you know.
You're good. You're good, Bernadette. That's what I'm trying
She's
to say.
The pro.
You're the pro.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Rosalie, it's great to have you back in studio. You haven't been here for a few months, but Rosalie Robinson is the Vice President of Human Resources for Motorsport After Group, and she is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years of HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. Today, we're talking about how bias leads to faulty hiring. So let's talk about that. Bad decisions and bias. What exactly do you mean by bias when it comes to hiring?
So, you know, when you go to interview, they often say, hey, you hire people who remind you of yourself, right? It's even true when it comes to relationships, right? You look at people and people who remind you of yourself kind of look favorable, things that are kind of symbiotic. You lend yourself to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same is true when we talk about bias and using a basic definition. It's really a prejudice in favor of one thing over another, right? And we often view it as something that's unfair.
Mm-hmm. Typically, I'm guessing it would be race, religion, politics.
Those are probably the illegal items that we talk about.
But
right?
People do it, right? Because they're you don't even realize that you're doing it, right?
That would be a big problem for an employer, right? If I have someone who's interviewing and their bias is a gender-based bias, one where I tend to favor men always over women. I think men should always be engineers. You know, they're just better at it, right? Or the CEO needs to be 6 feet tall. He should be tall when average height in America is definitely not 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So those are biases that will lend themselves to faulty hiring. And people in employment often protect against that, right? We try to train people not to do it. But the biases that we don't spend as much time focusing on are some of those more insidious little biases, right?
Like what? I'm so curious.
Well, things like, you know, if we kind of refer back, this idea of contrast effect. So as a recruiter, if you're looking at a bunch of resumes, I got 100 resumes I got to get through. I start comparing, right, one after the other and mm-hmm. looking at, you know, oh, this one's better than that guy. Yeah, ditch this. And all of a sudden, these comparisons that I'm making are not really valid, right? They're not tied against what is my objective. I'm looking to find these qualifications and skills and what matches up. What are the criteria that I need to see in order to at least parse it down? So some of those, that type of contrast effect, you can often find in the recruiting arena, especially if I got a bunch of these candidates to look at. The other is just the idea of, you know, some of the biases that we have personally, because in decisions, it's really about a pattern, right? If you think about decisions that you go out to make, it's about looking at what's that pattern of things that I found successful. They've worked, which, mm-hmm. I mean, as human beings, that's, you know, that's the whole name of the game, right? I don't want to repeat a mistake. Yeah. So when it comes to hiring, we apply those same patterns that we think are favorable or that help to protect us. Mm-hmm. So it's not really about, oh, I'm doing this decision because I want to be unfair. It's more about, I think this is best. Mm-hmm. So I always think about this. If you think about bias, think about the question of, are you an objective decision maker? Just as you guys mm-hmm. around the table, mm-hmm. do you feel like you're objective decision makers?
For the most part, yeah. But I have to say, if it was somebody who I knew like had mistreated an animal or didn't like animals, that would be like a red flag. I don't think I would want to hire somebody like that.
Okay. Well, is that a bias?
But that's a bias that she has, right? Yeah. And it may not have anything to do with the qualifications or skills she needs to have mm-hmm. for the job, but this is her bias. Oh, yeah. I just saw that guy the other day. I was walking my dog. I saw him kick his dog. Oh, hell no, I'm not hiring that guy, right?
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the job, per se. It's not one of the qualifications that I'm looking for. I don't even know the circumstance of what was happening in that particular situation. So,
well, there's no excuse ever to kick a dog. Ever. And if you do, you're a total a-hole.
I was going to say, I watched Caesar
on
his show.
Tell us how you really feel, Bernadette.
I watched Caesar on his show, and he took his little heel to the side of his dog. I was like, okay, I guess there's a way that you're supposed to use it to curb the dog.
Who did that? Mm-hmm.
That guy, Caesar, the dog trainer, the dog whisperer.
You have to go psst when you do it, though.
Oh, that's what he does. I was like,
let's kick him.
He kicked the dog?
He didn't kick him like your foot, like I'm kicking you like this. He used his side heel, and it was almost like a what you're curbing or something. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what was the purpose of it.
Yeah.
But that aside, the key here is we all think we're objective too, right?
Yeah.
We all think, everybody or a lot of people think, I'm a really good objective person. I would never allow my bias to influence, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have biases. So, you know, a lot of us think beautiful people are clearly more successful, right? You got the guy who comes in and he's got big scars, mouth's crooked or something. Your immediate thought is, that guy can't possibly do the job, right? You know, mm-hmm. he's going to be slow, probably stupid. But that's not true. It's a bias that we hold, and it may not be articulated, but it will absolutely affect how we assess the candidate and their talent.
Mm.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, I mean, I think one of the big things when you consider this, especially as a listener, is you don't know how to kind of address the bias, right? We're talking about it from the side of, I'm trying to make a decision when I go to hire somebody, or mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a decision when I evaluate. And a great example is yesterday, I took my kids to go buy a car. They were in a bad accident, about a week ago. And so they had to get a new car. So we go to this guy, they're buying a used car, and the gentleman is Middle Eastern. And my daughter shared with me afterwards, she said, you know what, when I first went in there, I had this feeling like, oh, I don't trust this guy. And he's like kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but you know, as he felt like he warmed up to me and I warmed up to him, I realized this is a bias I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, see, that's exactly it. It shows up in these insidious ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's informed by a pattern of thinking from things we've heard.
Yeah.
And so she said, you know, I had to stop myself because I realized this isn't real. I'm filtering through a bias of mine about this person. And when we go for an interview, I can't tell what your bias is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the insidious thing. It's hidden, right? I don't know that you are an animal advocate and you observe me, or I told some little story that mm-hmm. just totally torqued you, and you're like, this person's the best candidate that you have in the whole pack, but they're
not. But he's not getting the job.
That's right. Disqualified.
Dog kicker.
Because I'm not working with somebody I don't like.
So as a candidate, the important thing is to always remember people are judging you all the time through these filters, and so you want to really put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
You really want to be mindful as you go into things.
Yes, but you do have to have people on your team that you actually really like.
You
in
do.
Order to have a great team and have success. So, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree, too.
You gotta,
they have to have qualifications, though, because I can tell
absolutely.
You can hire a bunch of people that
but
you
can
like.
Train that. You can train somebody on a job, but you can't take the a-hole out of them if they are. You know? Seriously. Right?
I don't know. I mean, here's the part that I would say to you, Bernadette, that I would probably disagree with. Is so often we go out to hire people, and we hire people we like. And when you hire people you like, remember to look at yourself in the mirror, right? Because if you've got a whole team of you, you may not get the same success.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to be surrounded by yes men.
Exactly.
No, or women.
Exactly.
See, there's a bias right there. I said yes men instead of yes woman.
There you go. But you know it. It's a
there you go.
Yes people.
Yes people.
Yes people.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to break. I love the content. Rosalie Robinson, thank you so much. And where can we find you?
You can find me right here.
On One Life Radio. Oh, my God. Don't you have an Instagram?
No.
That was very biased of you.
All right. We're going to break. We'll be right back. We don't know which way to go. Because we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Rosalie Robinson, Tina Burnett, and Mo Brossette. Mo Brossette has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. And through this unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcoming limiting beliefs, and he uses fear as your greatest tool for success. And he's always great. So honored to have you back in studio. Mo Brossette, let's talk about this. And I'm going to bring Tina into this, and maybe even Rosalie, incorporating daily movement and timed breaks for increased productivity. So what does daily movement increase energy, focus, and productivity? Or how does daily movement increase all of that?
Yeah, number one is we are creatures designed to move. But unfortunately, because of our jobs and because of how we've been created to perform in our jobs, we sit and we type. So there is no blood flow. There's no movement. And when you do that, the brain shuts down. So just general movement, getting up and walking across the room, doing some squats, like 5 squats, can increase something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which increases brain growth and new neuronal production of brain cells in addition to the blood flow.
Yeah.
So just getting up and doing something on an hourly basis can increase your energy, because we don't think about it. We get into this cycle of thinking that we need to be so productive, and you know, the more we work, the better we do. Mm-hmm. And that has been proven over and over again to be incorrect. They have shown in studies, in multiple studies, that once you pass about the 50-minute mark, at most 90 minutes, but a majority of the people, about 80%, is about 50 minutes, your productivity drops significantly.
Wow.
So what they did was they did a study with a group of individuals, and they said, okay, at 50 minutes, you're going to get up, and you're just going to walk around for 7 to 10 minutes, and you're not going to use your phone, you're not going to get on technology, and if you can, you're going to look outside in nature. You're going to walk outside.
I love nature.
Yes. And what they showed was that just getting up, the act of moving, increased productivity. But if you could actually get outside and look at it, as weird as it sounds, like look at a tree, right?
No, when I read outside, I absorb it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
that will help stimulate those, that it stimulates growth of the brain. It increases blood flow again. And like Tina, what you were saying earlier about the, you can get a workout in 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, if I'm at my desk for 8 hours a day, and I can set an alarm, or I wake and get up every 50 minutes.
Like a timed 5-0.
Break? Yeah, a timed break.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So every 50 minutes, 5-0, you get up for 7 minutes, and you do, again, like, get some friends, do 10 squats, do 10 push-ups, do a 60-second plank.
So at get the whole office involved.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you've done 80 squats, 80 push-ups. So when people have that excuse of, well, I don't have time to work out, yes, you do.
No, I used to do that with burpees. I do 10 or 20 at a time.
Exactly.
I'm going to start doing that again today, doggone it.
Yeah.
Seriously, because I would do 100 and people, and it does. It makes a huge difference in your fitness level, for sure.
Right. And people will also, another barrier of entry with this is people will say, well, I don't know what to do. I just gave you what to do. And that's where the concept that I like to teach people as well of there is no perfect routine. The perfect routine is the one that you do. The one that you do and that makes you feel good, that pushes you when you're exercising, like you talked about before, Tina.
Yeah.
But in the concept of just daily movement, if you don't have time to go to the gym, you can do body weight movements, which you know, we've talked about ad nauseum before, right?
Yeah,
you
yep.
and I have.
Over and over.
Like you can easily do a Tabata set workout where you do 20 seconds of body weight squats as fast as you can. And then you rest for 10 seconds, and you do that 8 times through. It's a four-minute workout, and you're smoked. And that is ample movement for you. You don't need equipment. You literally need zero space.
Wow.
And there eliminates the excuse of, I don't have time to do this.
So, and it can improve focus and productivity, right?
Absolutely, because again, we're stimulating blood flow. Remember, the brain needs blood to function. And the more, and actually, and also when you sit at a desk, as much as we try, as much as we get ergonomic chairs, fit balls, whatever, you're going to flex your spine. So your spine is flexing forward like the letter C, right?
Yeah.
So when you do that, the brain perceives that as weakness because the spine is not in its natural anatomical neutral position. So therefore, it will start to shut down motor control and abilities.
Yeah, well,
so you're not as strong.
Yeah, well, I know when I do the show, it's an hour long. And typically at the end of it, I lose a little steam sometimes. And I do think it's from not getting up and moving like instead of sitting in the chair the whole time, the whole hour. But anything else you want people to know about getting up and moving?
Again, just get up and do it. It doesn't matter what you do. Get up and do something. Burpees, squats, lunges, pull-ups on a door. Whatever you can do.
Planks. I love it.
Planks.
Yeah, yep, plenty
there
of stuff you can do.
Well, thank you so
With
much.
Your body.
Everyone, Tina, I'll see you on Friday. Rosalie, good to see you. Mo, always love having you guys in studio. Mo's website is brosetteperformance.com. That's brosetteperformance.com. And on Instagram at brosetteperformancecoaching. Everyone, I want to let you know quickly, Texas Veggie Fair at the Farmer's Market Saturday morning. One Life Radio will be there all day. We are the, I am the MC. Can you believe that? I've never done it before, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be
do great.
Thank you. You've coached me a lot. Oh my gosh, I just looked at the time. But go to the Texas Veggie Fair. It's their 10th annual. And a shout out to Fast Signs. They killed our signs. They did it. They did it well on Oak Lawn. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.